The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
October 4th, tomorrow, marks the 20th anniversary of the murder of Rachel Callaly. She was killed by her husband, Joe O'Reilly. Rose Callaly, Rachel's mother, joins me now. Rose, you're very, very welcome to the programme and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. People of a certain age, I include myself in it, who remember all of this so well, I think might be shocked to hear it's 20 years ago. Does it feel like 20 years for you?
Since then, it's a funny thing. Some days it seems like years and some days it seems like yesterday. But it's always there from the day that happened. It's just always never went away. It was a shift from the life we had to a different life from that day on. And it doesn't really get any better.
So is that how you kind of think about everything in your life? Or that other thing, you know, might have nothing to do with what happened or with Rachel, but you think, oh, that happened before. That happened when Rachel was still alive.
Well, this is it. There's the before and the after, and they're just like two different lives altogether. But it just was catastrophic. And it doesn't really get any better as the years go on. You keep thinking of what she could have been doing and how she would have been and expecting her to walk in the door. It's just, it never leaves you.
And is that the way it kind of manifests, that you might be doing something and you think, oh, this is something Rachel might have done with me, or I wonder what she might have thought about this?
You do. You think that way, but you also think, like, if you were going shopping or that, we used to love, you know, going shopping, and you miss, and she misses so much out of life. But I really got, the older I get, the more angry I get. And I suppose it's the fact that he keeps trying to get out on parole. And I sort of feel he has the life he chose, but he didn't even give Rachel a chance of having a life.
Mm.
He just decided he was going to take her life. And I don't think of him, thank God. He doesn't enter my mind except at times like this. I don't allow him. He'd done enough damage in the beginning. And thank God, I suppose it's a blessing, but I don't really think of him except at times like this.
Yeah.
And I get very angry when I think of, I suppose it's just unbelievable that he thinks he should have a life. There's people in Dublin, God love them, that never done anything in their life before, and he would have a better life than them. He has a roof over his head. He's everything he needs, and I don't begrudge it to him because I don't care what he has. I never think about anything like that. The only thing I feel would be justice for Rachel. That is, if he didn't ever get freedom. And that's the way I feel, and that's the way Jim felt. And it'll never change.
Did it take a while, Rose, to get to that point where you say you never thought about him?
It did. Oh, in the beginning it was dreadful. But then you just have to, or you'd go insane. And I just don't think about him at all. He done too much damage in low ways that people will never realise. And anybody that's not in a situation like this could never imagine, you know, the fallout from it in ways that you'd never think of. It's just horrendous. And it just doesn't only affect us and every member in our family. It affects a lot more people. But it's just a horrible thing to have happened. And things that when the each year around this time, it's just for the week before and the week after, you just dwell on it a lot more. Dwell on the parts you don't want to even think about.
Yeah.
Whereas it's never gone. It's always there. Every day you get up, it shapes your life in a way. But
yeah, she'd be 20 years older as well.
She would, Rachel. Yeah. And I often wonder, like, what would she have achieved in her life, and what she probably could have done for the world. Like, we all have our own talents, and she was a very bright girl, and she would have sort of made something of herself, but she would have been a brilliant mother, was a brilliant mother, and she would have went on being that. But it's just horrendous to think of how much love she was given. And, you know, it was very, very sadly. Unfortunately, she met the wrong person. It was the worst day in her life, the day she met him. That's the way we felt.
And I mentioned kind of people of, you know, my age and others who remember it all so well for how awful it was, and they'll remember the images of Rachel kind of on the news headlines, and often actually for a long time, and they stopped using it understandably, but often it was kind of the wedding photo as well, the two of them standing side by side, and Joe and you on the late actually with our own Pat Kenny, wasn't it, at the time? We have a little clip of that. Let's just take a listen.
Based on the situation you both found in the house, I mean, did you get the sense that she'd been taken unawares, that this was someone that perhaps she trusted, and, or...
Yeah, I think so. Where the murder happened was in the bedroom, which is the very last room of the house. So it's the room where you're least likely to bring someone you don't know, because you're cornered. My view as well would be, and again, it's just my view, it's not a police theory, it's just my own personal belief, is that she knew the person, because why else would you kill her? If it's a violent robbery, why go to the extreme of murdering the person unless they can identify you? And that's why we've talked about this and practically nothing else for the last 3 weeks. We just feel it's someone she would have known or someone she could have identified.
Yeah, that was Joe O'Reilly on the Late Late Show.
And arrogant, I don't know. I'm lost for words when I rehear all those things. Mm. He actually addressed himself. I remember somebody was interviewing him for the television, and he actually addressed himself. I feel you know me. You must have known me. And it's just unbelievable. He's a pathological liar. I wouldn't believe a breath out of his mouth.
And when he is up for parole or applying for it, Rose, do you have any input in that? And when Jim was alive, would you together have had input? Are you allowed to kind of submit your own view on what should happen?
Well, we do. In fairness to the, you know, to the services, they contact us if there's any change in his status, and if he's coming up for parole or that, they would inform us, and we can either write in a letter, which we've always done, and each of us write in a letter ourselves, because everybody feels different about, you know, so the lads and Jim used to write as well, but the lads would write their own letter, and that, like, they were all in their own way devastated by that, and everybody feels different, so we don't write just one letter per, we all write what we feel. And every year you just write what's going on in your head at that time. It's not just the same block letter each year. But you sort of think to yourself, something might happen that it will stop this. Because it's actually, for a few weeks before it comes up, it's just so upsetting. It really is. But you would love people to know. Now, if people... I don't know what I want to even say, but if you would really want to know what he is capable of, and to my dying day, I'll never forget what I saw when I went in and found Rachel. What I could not believe, that anyone could do that to another human being. And then when you reflect on it and you realise it, the person that you thought was loved her, and that she was mad about, and that you thought was going to look after her all her life. And it seems very, very, very hard to come to terms with that he could have done something so bad, because I couldn't put it into words, and you'd have to experience something like that to know how we felt. It was dreadful. Mm. And there could be no circumstances on this earth that I feel he should get out. You know, and he wouldn't tell the truth. He'll always, if he's questioned, he'll always say what you want to hear. He was always like that. I didn't know him much, but I always knew he didn't tell the truth. And I always, looking back, he always said what he thought you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So he's going to do the very same, you know, when asked. But, and he has never, the only thing he won't say is that he committed that crime or show any remorse whatsoever. He never has done that. And that's very sad. But at this stage now, it doesn't worry me. It used to upset me in the beginning. But I know now, if he did sort of start saying stuff like that, it would be only a move to get out.
Yeah.
But his heart would, or mind will never change. And I do think that he'd be a dangerous person to let out.
Rose,
if you could do that once, you know, it wasn't as if it was the spur of the moment thing. It was very well planned out. You know, and he could cover it up. He really was very, very cunning. He really thought that he was going to get away with it. But then I suppose most murderers do think it, or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But he thought he was cleverer now than anybody else. But please God, he'll be kept where he is while I'm alive, and anyhow. Because till my dying day, I will do anything I have to, you know, to try and keep justice for Rachel.
Listen, Rose, we really, really appreciate you taking the time to chat to us. Rose Callaly.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.